we flat out reject the notion that the Southeast cannot meet a renewable energy standard. We are frustrated by the fact that there are some powerful forces that are at work that have put out this misinformation. They want to maintain the status quo, particularly some of the large utilities that are putting out this misinformation.
The Southern Alliance for Clean Energy, along with the Union of Concerned Scientists, sent a letter on Wednesday from 3,200 people to Senate and House leaders. Smith says it asks them to pass a strong RES with a requirement that 25% of all electricity be generated from renewable sources by 2025.
The wheels in Congress are moving towards considering a renewable energy standard. In the U.S. Senate, Senator Bingham, chairman of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, is expected to bring up the renewable energy standard after the upcoming congressional recess. Just yesterday, Chairman Henry Waxman and Ed Markey of the House Energy and Commerce Committee released a comprehensive energy and climate bill that includes a renewable energy electric standard, and they will complete consideration of this bill by Memorial Day.
Jeff Dayette, an analyst with the Union of Concerned Scientists, calls those strong bills, but says there's always a chance they can be watered down. But if the bills do become law, Dayette says they will lead to economic development, increased jobs, savings to consumers, and reductions in greenhouse gas emissions across the country and in the Southeast.
Nationally, a standard would support more than $260 billion worth of new investments in clean energy facilities, stimulating about 250,000 megawatts of renewable energy capacity by the year 2025, which is an eightfold increase over today's level. Interestingly, though, we found that all regions of the country would see an increase in renewable energy development, including the Southeast, where capacity levels would reach more than 25,000 megawatts by 2025, a sixfold increase over today's level.
Dayette says that an RES of 25% by 2025 would result in 4% lower natural gas prices and 7% lower electricity prices, resulting in $64 billion in savings for consumers. It would create nearly 300,000 new jobs. For example, employment opportunities would be created in hydroelectric power. David Brown Kinloch is owner of Lock 7 Hydro Partners in Kentucky, traditionally a coal state.
My company has identified in Kentucky alone 39 additional existing dams that have been built for other purposes that could have hydroelectric power generating plants added to them. These potential sites alone, these 39 sites, make up a total of 887 megawatts.
A professional designer and installer of solar panels, James Marlowe of Radiant Solar, supports a strong RES. He says that Georgia has more than twice the solar potential of Germany, which currently leads the world in installed solar capacity.
This really is about creating thousands of quality 21st century jobs here in the Southeast. There are large numbers of plumbers, electricians, roofers that could be retrained in this industry in a very short amount of time for true shovel-ready projects for stimulus and beyond. This is about significantly reducing our environmental impact. It's about reducing CO2, SOx, NOx, and water use. It takes 3 gallons of water to produce 1 kilowatt of electricity. And in the water challenge Southeast, we can no longer ignore the connection with water in our electricity production. It's also about air quality. Atlanta, Georgia has the highest asthma rates in the country, according to the CDC, and that's due to coal and cars.
Joseph James is president and CEO of the Corporation for Economic Opportunity in South Carolina, a group that is trying to alleviate rural poverty with green jobs, especially among the African-American communities. One way James is doing that is by creating a coal substitute from waste wood through a process called torrefaction.
Torrefaction is a process that essentially heats cellulosic biomass. It drives off the water. It uses some of the volatile organic compounds that are in the material to provide the process heat. And the resulting product is somewhat like charcoal, but it has much more energy still in it. But the wonderful thing about it is that it serves as a wonderful replacement or a co-fire material for coal. It is energy dense.
James says the Southeast has an abundance of renewable energies, including biomass, wind, solar, and hydro. Stephen Whitfield is executive director of the nonprofit Landowners Association called North Carolina Woodlands. He says the use of woody biomass would generate new markets for forests in the Southeast.
These new markets would enable foresters and landowners to help improve the health and productivity and also the retention of these private forests. And this is important because we're losing, North Carolina is one of the fastest urbanizing states in the country. We're losing about 360,000 acres of woodland each year to primarily development.